Greetings, programs. Welcome to Come On.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champ, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. What is that? Is that like a 10? Is that a 10?
That was a good one.
I got it for you.
That was a good one.
All right. I'm trying to give you a little more effort.
I appreciate
you, it. You thought some of my performances are lackluster, so I wanted to give you a little bit more. And we've also got, joining us, our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Rob gets nothing about his hey.
I was just about to say that.
What's wrong with that?
That was a piss poor hey.
Hey, hey.
I mean, everybody at home was just like, oh my God, is Rob sick? Like, what's wrong? Don't worry. I also heard it, Ryan. Also. Okay. But we're also joined by our producer, E. We are Co-SG, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies and put a stamp on them. For today's episode, we are bringing you a Co-SG speciality, our patented double feature head-to-head review. We're going to go over two movies and stack them up against each other. Your head bobbing is distracting.
Just thinking about the movies. Let's go.
I know you are, and you're already judging them. And
I am not. Like it. You don't know what I'm thinking.
I do. Before we get to our first feature, disable throws, enable the blood code, and test your might.
Is Test Your Might from Mortal Kombat?
It 1,000,000%. Right? How? Maybe because the techno's not going, it's not going like. Doo, doo,
doo, doo, doo. Yeah, yeah.
Test your might.
Doo, 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 doo. Yeah, I guess that's there.
Test just, your might.
Okay.
Right. Mortal Kombat. Like the great song that plays.
In a world where Outworld is trying to get into our world by utilizing the clearly laid out rules and regulations that govern the Mortal Kombat tournament. One man, and a woman, and another man, and the Highlander will be all that stands between Shang Tsung and the total domination of our realm. In the end, there can be only one, or three. Our combatants will claim the contest by cohering to these codes of conduct. The first rule of Mortal Kombat, you do not talk about Mortal Kombat. The second rule of Mortal Kombat, you do not talk about Mortal Kombat. Third rule of Mortal Kombat, someone yells Mortal Kombat, loses a limb, taps out, the fight is over. Now finish him and kick him in the crotch so hard that his spinal column ejects from his neck hole like a novelty can of peanuts ejecting a coiled fake snake. And the final rule of Mortal Kombat, there are no rules. Addendum to Rule 2, Subsection B, regarding the rights of challenge. No one can be attacked or provoked into combat outside of official union hours, unless they are in between realms, or a demigod, or have been reincarnated from a soul well or soul nado, and placed into a cybernetic ninja body.
What is this movie about? Mortal Kombat? It's obviously about the combat of mortals. It's supposed to be a fighting tournament that has some semblance of structure and form.
No, it's about cashing in on people that like video games. That's what this movie was about. It was nothing else.
That's
cash.
Is that what you saw when you watched this movie? I did.
What?
I saw humans fighting against evil, I guess.
Was it? I mean, okay.
I mean, Goro's not a good guy.
No.
It's that age-old story of good versus evil.
Yeah.
And
they're forced into a tournament to see if they can cross over to the real world.
Yeah. Well, no, they would come into, they would be, the emperor would become ruler of our realm.
Yeah, age-old story.
Don't worry. If you have any Mortal Kombat questions, we have an expert that, just like a toasty, will come in and fix everything for us. But whenever he chimes in, if he doesn't say toasty, I'm immediately going to kaboot him for the party.
All right.
Okay.
So why was this movie made?
I don't know. Why was Highlander in it? I mean, you tell me why.
Why not? Christopher Lambert is a joy. That's why. And the kid's the only one, you know. Once you've defeated all the other immortals, you get bored and you start entering yourself into tournaments. Although I guess he wasn't entered into the tournament for unknown reasons. Because he's not mortal, I guess. I guess Lord Reed.
The god of lightning? Is that what?
I mean, he was in the tournament in the original game.
Yes. Yes, you could fight with that dude, right?
He looked like more of the Big Trouble in Little China.
Right, exactly. His foot didn't blow up or anything, but he looked
That's Thunder.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. You know, my bad.
Come on.
Rookie mistake, Dad. Yeah. I apologize. But, you know. But, yes, he was in the game. You could play with that guy.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back right after this.
It has begun.
It has begun.
It's just fight after fight after fight.
Yeah. You know?
Yes. I mean, it was basically watching like a cut scene on the video game, like a clip of cutscenes together. There was no, I mean, yes, there was a loose plot with his brother and whatever.
The loosest plot of all time. Yeah.
I mean, are we just breaking into this? Is that what we're doing?
Like, hey, guys, we're back. We're going to just start jumping into this because, I mean, this movie kicks off and you get that, I believe, triple platinum album. The key hit from it, the Mortal Kombat, which is played 3 or 4 times in this movie.
Annoying.
And it's, out of your fucking mind.
Annoying.
It was great every time.
This soundtrack is by far the best thing from this film.
Yeah, but I remember that being, but I was like, I was just like, let it go. Like, it's, and I get it. It's supposed to be like, again, they true, just fighting. It's like watching some. It's like you're looking over the shoulder playing like an old arcade system, and that's what they're going like. So it's just the music playing in the back of the video game, but to watch it as a movie, it was annoying. It was annoying. Did not like.
I could not disagree more.
I can tell. Those are your brilliant points again. We were losing because
I know.
Got out. Go ahead. Talk about this music.
The second time it happens and it's playing. I didn't remember they played it again, and I got just as hyped. I was like, yeah, now the fighting's going to start. A movie that's based on a fighting video game, you get the first fight between Liu Kang's brother? Chang?
Was that really a fight, though? Would you classify that as a fight? He just kind of murdered him. Did they really fight?
I think we're just seeing like the end of the fight.
Yeah, like he's basically breaking his back and throwing him off a cliff or whatever he did. But it wasn't
sucking his soul and all that. Yeah,
the quickening. Himself more. Right.
Yeah, the quickening.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm really into this.
It was Chan, right?
Chan, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have really called that a fight. I mean, I guess it wasn't a fight.
Yeah, I guess, you're right. We just came into the last second. I mean, he could have just ambushed him. Chang could have been walking down the street and he just knocked him over for all we know. But yes, you're probably right. It was a fight. I'll take it. I mean, there's not a lot of fighting. Is that one the dream sequence? The fight we open with? Because he talks directly to the other guy and then he wakes up in a cold sweat, right? Or whatever. Yeah. So we don't really see the true fight. We're just seeing what he remembers from his dream. So it makes sense.
But. So was his brother in this tournament? Because this tournament's like once a generation.
No, the tournament hadn't started yet. He was going to be the entry from
that. So why is he fighting? Why?
I don't know. Well, could have been one of the...
Why are you fighting outside the tournament? That should be illegal.
They did say something about it being like 10 tournament or 10 things that they had, 10 fights they had to win to get whatever, take over the realm or whatever you said.
Yeah.
Earlier. Maybe it was like, you know, like the Olympics and there's a world championship before it. Maybe it was the world championship with one of the other
qualifier.
And maybe he got taken out there. That's the only thing I can think of. You know, like there's different things to get there. So let's roll with that. I mean, that's more thought than they put into it. So,
slow your roll, man. Easy. You're talking about Mortal Kombat. You fought the Earth Realm Championships.
But if it's an Earth Realm Championships. Illinois. If it's Earthrealm like championships only, like Shang Tsung shouldn't be there.
Right? He might be originally from the Earthrealm.
Is he?
He is human.
Oh, apparently. I did not know that.
Okay. Toasty.
But then they refer to him as a god.
No, they. Oh, I thought it was always a sorcerer. He's a.
A sorcerer is a wizard without a hat.
I don't know.
I remember him. God of lightning or something.
No,
like
no, that's Raiden.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Raiden.
Yeah, you're right. I'm talking about the wrong guy. Switching character.
Yeah, different guy.
Yep. Yep.
But okay, all right.
He's human. Yeah. Okay.
He's a human.
But he meets Sonya at this point. He really wants Liu Kang in there. Is why he's getting rid of his brother, right?
Liu Kang.
I mean, they don't really say why.
Why does he want Liu Kang so bad?
The hair.
I mean, the hair is great.
Yeah. I mean, you look at that mane and you're like, I want to fight him too, right? Like, you just gotta get a piece, right? Yeah.
And then you meet Johnny. And
Johnny Cage.
Sonya.
Sonya.
Yeah, the club scene. Is this the club scene where we meet them?
You mean when all the guns, when people start shooting?
Yeah, the club fight, I guess.
None of the extras react to gunshots going off in a club. Normally in clubs you see people just run. These people keep dancing.
Hey.
But that happens all the time at this club, so
it probably does. It is run by what is it? Is it Kano's club?
Kano.
Or is he just a guest there?
Yeah, that's a good question. Who knows?
Also,
I had a note about flying through glass, but I don't even remember who flew through glass in that scene. It's just there was a note about it. Somebody flew through some random window.
I
don't know.
It's like, where is Kano?
It's like you met Sonya there, and then you meet Johnny Cage in the airplane hangar, and the next thing. I mean, it's just like these fast paced introductions of characters in lame places.
Gotta get to the fight.
Over the top lame places, and I mean, I really dislike Johnny Cage. Isn't he supposed to be the man that you like want to root for in this?
I think Johnny Cage is supposed to be like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, I just found his
character in this to be so annoying,
I think that's how he's supposed to be. Like, is it in the video game when he beats you? He'll like sign an autograph and throw it down.
One of his wins. Yeah. And he does that to Scorpion, of course.
Scorpion.
But he's a jerk in the game too. So it's like he's playing him right. He's not that likable. But I would have loved it if it was Van Damme though. I feel like that would have been so much better. But he decided to do Street Fighter instead. Travesty.
I mean, I don't think either movie was good, but I do remember Street Fighter being much more Pam than this one, right?
Oh, no, I'm not saying Street Fighter. That's what I'm saying. Van Damme would have raised this other movie a little bit. You know, would have been better, I think, as Cage.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, Street Fighter is also garbage.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I don't know if anyone here has seen a Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li or whatever it was that came out.
I haven't seen
it.
I saw it twice today.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. It's one of the worst movies. And this Yard Defeated Champ saying that will not be on this podcast. It's not good.
I mean, in Street Fighter, Chun-Li was one of my favorite characters. I started the E Honda route, and then I went Chun-Li and never went back. Like, that was the way to go. Yeah.
She was a lot of fun to use in that game. Mm-hmm. I mean, great video game. But.
No, we're going to
talk about another video game.
Yeah.
We could go down a whole well of how terrible the Street Fighter game movies are and how great Street Fighter 2 is. I imagine it's still good. I haven't played it in a while.
Now, that begs the question, though. What is the best Mortal Kombat game? I mean, there's a lot of them, but I only remember, like, the first three or so. Like, I never really played them past that. But I remember 2 and 3 being pretty good.
I've seen other people play more recent ones, and they look awesome. But I've never actually tried to mash and try to do something in them because I'm sure I'd be terrible. I don't remember any of the moves of the old ones.
Never any good at any of them, but
no,
they were fun. Right?
And we had one for I want to say like an Xbox or a Nintendo when we all lived in at Bower.
Had to be Nintendo at that point. I feel like.
Oh no, it was later on when we were in our teens and early 20s.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was fun to play. I just wasn't good. I mean, I can say that for a fact. That was not good.
I just don't know what the peak of the video game series was.
Like, what's the golden ring for classic Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel Street Fighter 2 was definitely a high point for that series, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't keep up on Street Fighter. Maybe another one's better now, but, you know.
Well, they're all wildly popular still. And I have played Injustice 2, which is made by the same company and uses, like, you can use Sub-Zero and fight Superman. And it's basically the same move, and that's a fantastic game.
Hmm.
And I will get Mortal Kombat 11 at some point because it's on sale now. And I'll play that and be terrible at that game as well.
Well, I mean, getting back in the I don't know where you want to go with that. I mean, seriously, it did hold true to the video game where it's, again, I said it, I don't know if we're recording it. It's like watching cut scenes from a video game in a YouTube clip. It's kind of how the movie's laid out. It's just fight after mm-hmm. fight, and they tried to replicate a lot of the things that you would have seen in the video game from the way people look, the moves, you know, like everything like that. There's not, yeah. I mean, there's little scenes here and there, but they don't mind. I mean, like, you get the scene where he throws Johnny Cage's luggage in the water. You see, you know, like there's little side scenes, but for mm-hmm. most of it, it's just
that's who's how fighting they built next. This great friendship.
Yeah, that's what you got from that, huh? Great friendship came out of that. I don't know. It just, again, it made Johnny Cage less likable, is what it did.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, I feel like he never gets extremely likable.
No, I just I had forgotten in the game that he was kind of pompous. Like, so mm-hmm. I was like watching this whole time thinking that he was a character people liked and was like a decent person or character, and I was
people liked playing him, but he was a jerk. But yeah,
but no, that makes more sense to me now. It's just me misremembering what his character was in the video game, being like, why is this character such an asshole, right? Like, so if it's that's what he was, that's what he was, right? Like, I just didn't remember. I mean, some of the effects were okay; they were dated. I don't think they put a lot of money. Oh, I know we didn't do the box office.
Oh, yet, yeah. No, we're doing box office later. But yeah. The effects really rubbed up against me bad. I mean, I know it's the mid-90s or whatever, but God.
Were they bad, or was it just that they were good for the time? Because, like, they had the freeze scene, like a lot of the Sub-Zero scenes and stuff. It just didn't seem, like, very good, but I was like, maybe the effects just weren't there. And I was trying to place 95 movies to know if the effects were on point or if you know, they were just skimping on the effects. Like,
yeah, I feel like I don't know how much they paid for the effects, but I feel like, and it's not a direct comparison, but like, you know, a couple years earlier they did Jurassic Park and you see those dinosaurs, and then you come in this and you see reptile. Like, yeah, okay, that's right. Trash. You know,
garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, Terminator 2 is a thing at this point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so I'm not saying the ice effects look fine, but that whole, okay, let's put Scorpion's thing inside his hand for some stupid reason.
Yeah, that was dumb. Why?
Yeah.
Why does it have, like, a weird mouth or whatever?
Yeah. I don't know why that is either. It was, like, one of those things in Mario where it, like, bites at you. I didn't know why that was.
Oh, that comes out of the little. Yeah.
I don't know.
Stupid flower.
I mean, it was the mid-90s. I mean, I gotta give him some pass for being, what, 20, you know, 5 years old effects or whatever. But, yeah. Ugh.
Reptile looked like shit.
Oh, Reptile was horrible. Even not the effects, like even those like stone statues they had everywhere, the fighters really looked bad.
Yeah. With Liu Kang, his first fight on the beach.
Uh-huh.
They're using staffs. I don't remember using staffs.
Why? Well, I read a trivia bit about that.
Can you use staffs in a Mortal Kombat game?
Well, they can. Shang Tsung says you can do whatever you want. I mean, he let Kano bring a knife in, but that particular fight, they weren't going to use staffs, but the actor who played Liu Kang was fighting, injured his hand like the day before. So they made him have a staff so he could hold something the whole time and you wouldn't be able to like really focus on his hand or whatever.
Makes sense. I figured one of them is just an expert at that type of martial arts, and that's why they went with it in the game, you know, just because they had the skills. It was like free effects, right? Like if mm-hmm. they're good at it, you know, like it's
apparently they started using weapons in Mortal Kombat 4, which is after this movie. So
yeah, I was gonna say, I think this, what I read in the movie, what little I read about it, I do a lot of research, it was kind of a blend of Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 video games.
There's definitely some elements from 2, because there's at least one character from the sequel, the second game, in this movie. So,
right. So it would only be anything 3 through 11 would be out of the realm of this film. Some of the costume design wasn't great either, honestly. You know, above, like, I guess, like, you know, Scorpion and Sub-Zero and all of them looked fine.
And they're true to the game. I mean,
yeah, they tried that time, and, right? And again, like, Sonya, that's her name, right?
Sonya Blade.
Yeah, I hated that outfit, but I know it's, like, true to the game. Like, I just thought...
Oh, what, her fighting outfit with the boots and everything?
Yeah, yeah. It's just the way it looked in the game, right? So they're trying to make it look exactly like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wish she was just, like, an army girl in the video game or whatever. You know, she's a cop here. Kano does say he's been studying her moves, and I just thought, from where? She's a cop. Where are you studying her fighting moves?
I didn't catch that because I didn't remember that she was a cop.
He must have been playing Mortal Kombat. He just played Sonya and watched her move.
But she hadn't done Mortal Kombat yet. She had no idea what it was. And I don't know why they were so eager to get her there.
Yeah, I don't know.
They had to trick her to get on this boat. Everyone else is really excited to get on here.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Why?
We're back from our technical difficulties, and we're just going to jump right back into Sonya having her revenge fight against Kano. He killed her partner off screen. Right. She has a new partner. She's partnered with Jax. Does that mean anything to you when I say the name Jax, Ryan?
Yes.
Rob, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, when of course.
Okay. Just checking.
Wait, Ryan, did you watch the new trailer for the game? Jax is in the new movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
He's good. Okay.
He's in that. Was there a guy with metal arms in it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is Jax.
I remember, in fairness, I remember liking the trailer a lot, but I could not tell you a damn thing about it other than, like, people dying.
Yeah, I watched
The
guy makes a knife out of ice. What's that guy's name?
Sub-Zero?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay,
yeah.
I know the classic character names.
Just sometimes you throw a softball in there to let you groove one out there.
But no, I watched the trailer. I liked it. I enjoyed watching the trailer, but I didn't, it's not enough, and I couldn't tell you much about what happened in the trailer. It was just enjoyable at the time, and I moved on.
People fighting, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
That's all a Mortal Kombat should be. I don't need a lot of character development. I want to see a structured tournament type Karate Kid blood sport type tournament, because
what's Karate Kid a blood sport to you?
Blood sport is another movie.
Tournament. When you said I want a Karate Kid blood sport type tournament, I thought you were saying like Karate Kid was a blood sport to you, and I just was gonna think of it.
This Mortal Kombat could have used like a really nice Karate Kid tournament board with the opponents all on them, like lined up. It would have been very nice because the organization for this thing was pretty haphazard.
You could just go challenge anybody at any time, and like playing the video game, like it starts at the top with like the emperor or whoever's like the final boss, and then you shoot down.
You just fight everybody, right?
Yeah, like I'll challenge the emperor. Like if I beat him, I win the Mortal Kombat. If I lose, I'm dead. I don't care. Like why bother fighting? Any of these other random...
Because you're not ready.
Right. You get practice.
Graydon would tell you.
I've been training all my life to, in my fighting disciplines. And I'm going to have to fight him in, like, a day anyway. Like, I'm going to be ready in that amount of time.
It's preseason. You got to get everything, worked out.
Okay. All right.
They're all pros, but you still need a couple, new playbook. Got to work out some bugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. New OCs come in.
Right.
Yeah. You got different verbiage. The same bones. But
you got some new receivers. You got to kind of get a touch.
I get it. Okay. All right. So is the next fight Goro? Is this when he like makes his appearance to fight Johnny Cage's friend?
Yeah, the one that died. Yeah, I think so.
This guy. Huh? This guy dies. They don't talk to this guy ever. Johnny's the only one who talks to him.
No. He's a red shirt. I mean, he's just there to die. I mean, that's all he is.
I don't even know if that guy is a character in the game.
He is not.
Okay. He's not. I didn't know if, like, they would added him in, like, Mortal Kombat 10. Because, you got to fill out that roster. And maybe they want to bring, whatever his name.
I won't pretend to know if he's in 10, but I was like, he was not in the first three. I'll say that.
Yeah. No, then he does not count. But I'm surprised, sell something off this movie. Oh, that's right. We did forget that they did introduce Sub-Zero and Scorpion on the boat as, like, servants, I guess? Yeah. Or
slaves.
Slaves.
But weren't they enslaved, he said, or something like that?
Somehow. Yeah, it's very vague.
Well, yeah, but they're not fighting each other, so.
Yeah. Well, they're friends in this part of it. They haven't.
Only because they're slaves of Shang Tsung, I feel like.
Yeah, and that's when you get like the first like ice ball effect where he turns like some random henchman.
Oh yeah, he's like now for a taste of things to come, right?
Yeah,
like that.
Like is that an official sanctioned match in this tournament?
I want to say no.
Yeah, I didn't get the feeling it was, but
I mean, Shang Tsung says flawless victory.
Well, that's so, yeah, that's another thing. Like, that's, I know they have to pull all these, like, you know, all the fan service in and pull in a bunch of the lines, but some of them are, I mean, so goofy. I mean, flawless victory is fine, Rob. But
you can say Scorpion, bad. It's okay. Scorpion, you're loud.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Don't just you Scorpion, dare
what?
To get over here?
No. I know he needs to say that. I know there's no way they're making a movie and he's not going to say some form of that. I understand it.
I would lose my mind if he didn't. I'd be like, they're not being true to the franchise. Mockery if he doesn't say it. Like, he had to say it in the trailer for the new trailer that came out.
I know.
I would have lost my mind.
What if he didn't say it in the trailer? You would have lost your mind.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
That's one of the most famous phrases from Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat.
Granted, it doesn't need to be in the trailer.
It does.
All right. We
just. It has to be. Like, it's.
I mean, clearly, the people making the movie thought so, too. So.
Well, I think
give every fan service they could as much as possible. I mean, didn't they? I mean, they didn't miss anything. Is there anything from what you remember in the Mortal Kombat 1 and 2, because we established that's what this movie's based on, that was missed, that you were like, oh, they didn't address this piece of the game. You know, like, they took account of everything that could be fan service.
Yeah, they got all the characters in, like,
because... I mean, it never said Toasty. But, I mean, pretty much...
That anything. Would have been hard to fit in, I feel.
Well, yeah, but I'm surprised they didn't force it in some
they
point.
They could have I guess they didn't have true spectators. They just had the random henchmen watching the fight.
Right. They were
but one of them could have been so impressed, he could have been like, oh, Toasty!
You can do it!
Yeah.
And you would have liked that or hated that?
He would have loved it.
I probably would have loved it.
But... He would have loved it. Ate it up.
The Toasty thing is awesome. It's iconic. Like,
Okay.
But yeah, I don't get why they're slaves in this. I don't get when Johnny Cage fights Scorpion and he starts to cut him, he has like lava fire blood.
Yeah.
Like gooey, weird, and just catches himself on fire and dies.
I mean, clearly, if you're, you know, a skeleton man breathing fire, I mean, why wouldn't your body do that?
Right. Winning.
I don't think he's a skeleton man. I think that's just a mystical power he uses to shoot fire out of his mouth. You can't do that with skin on your face. So he just becomes a skeleton man for that moveset.
Yeah, although he doesn't want to hurt his skin mask, right?
When he won in the first video game, he takes his mask off and holds it up, right? And it says, like, victory or whatever.
Yes, that's.
But do you have to enter a code to get that?
No, I don't. Well, who knows? We did a lot of. I did a lot of.
I like how you're becoming an authority on the Mortal Kombat.
No, but that is one of the things I remember. So I definitely know it happened. Mm. And but to say I used code, I was very bad. But if a code was written down on a piece of paper, I would have done it.
So you're remembering in Mortal Kombat 1, after his fatality. So for his fatality, he takes his hood off, but it looks like he's also taking his skin off. And then you see a skull face, he sets you on fire, and then, you know, he's got the winning pose, and he's still holding his hood.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're all
remembering, you know, pretty much so. I mean, I didn't like it. I didn't like the lava blood.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you read that fight was extended from the original cut? That fight and the whole reptile fight were totally added on, like, after, I guess, test screenings and stuff, and they're like, there's not enough fighting in this movie.
I want
more of it.
I would say there's not enough fighting in this movie.
You would say that?
Yes.
Really?
I thought at one point, I was like, aren't we supposed to be watching a tournament of fights? Like, a lot of people are eating and just, like, walking around getting to know each other. I don't need, like, show me
so
fighting.
So you want less plot and more fighting? Because there wasn't much plot.
No, there wasn't.
It'd be hard to fight more without taking out all the dialogue. I mean, for real, all the dialogue. It'd be like just the characters you know kind of being like, hey, and then just like fight, and that would be the whole movie, like one after the other. That would, like, be the, that's what you want.
There's only like nine or ten fights.
Reagan just wants to watch some Twitch streamer playing the game. He doesn't want to watch a movie,
right? That's kind of what it felt like to me already. So I don't know what you're looking for. I'd love to now see the runtime of the movie and see how much of the runtime is actually not fighting, because I bet you it's like 7 minutes. See how much more you could fit in there.
I just felt it could use some more fights in the beginning. Like, the club scene's a little too long.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, they cut some of that bullshit out. Not a lot. Like, I don't need to see a bunch of gunshots and stuff. I don't need that. Need fighting. I'm watching a fighting video game movie. Like, that's what I want. But why, when Goro kills that random red shirt?
Yeah.
Why does Shang Tsung get the soul? He didn't do anything for that soul.
I don't know.
Why does he get the soul always. Of it? Why?
I don't know.
Because he's like tournament? That makes
is it,
sense.
Is it his tournament?
No, it's the Emperor's tournament.
No, but he's running this, right?
Yeah.
The Emperor's he's not back the boss. Forever. He's like a district manager.
He's not the boss, but he's the tournament head.
Right. Maybe he collects the souls and then gives them to the Emperor.
Not
the
souls. It looked like
I don't think he did.
I don't think he's turning any souls over.
Yeah.
That's true. He did also get the staff guy's soul, who like withered.
Yeah, right. He just got, you know, whoever's. I mean, I don't think he took Kano's soul.
He should have, though.
Yeah, probably. But oh yeah, that's another thing. That's his faceplate really bothered me.
It doesn't look cheap. Great. I remember it not looking great in 95.
Yeah. Well, Goro looked horrible.
Goro.
I know it's 95.
He didn't look as bad as I remember him looking. I really thought that was going to stick out to me. I was like, oh, he doesn't look terrible. But then you see Reptile, and you're like, oh shit. This is in that movie. I was impressed that Goro looked as much better than I remembered him looking. But maybe I just had a low opinion on how he looked.
Maybe.
And then like he's like the prince of the underrealm or underworld people.
Outworld.
Oh, okay.
I believe. I could be wrong about that. Like I have not dug deep into the lore, but I feel like it's not well put together, at least maybe not at the time of this movie. Maybe the lore is more well structured now.
I guarantee it is.
It has to be. I mean, it has to be, right? They can't do 11 video games.
I don't know. I think you're assuming an awful lot.
I'm just saying. That
this is a beloved franchise, and of course there's lore for all that stuff. They've got to
fill in the gaps a little bit in each game.
Yeah.
And, you know, cutscenes in games there's got to be more cutscenes now in like Mortal Kombat 9, 10, and 11 than there were in 1 and 2.
They're really cool. You should check them out.
Well, as I'm saying, it's got to fill in some of the gaps in the story and develop these characters further and give you more information, you know, world building. Has to. I say confidently without ever playing anything past like 2, but you know, like it has to.
You have played that because you played the one with Baraka.
I did. What was that one?
That's 2?
2,
this
yeah.
is after 2, because that came out in the early 90s.
I may have played like 3 or you know, something. I remember you
playing your wife and just doing the one move where does this over. I'm just moving my arms up and down.
Hey, if it works, you don't stop. Yeah.
It's basically he's pushing down on the pad and pushing like A over and over again.
I believe I was probably hitting about 17 buttons, just mashing them with one hand, just hoping something happened, right? Yes.
I remember your wife just raging out on you because you would not do another move, and you just kept winning.
Yeah.
Like, kneeling down, throwing your hands in the air.
What character was I playing?
You were Baraka. Because he had the swords on. Like, the move, like, the swords come out of the arms, and he moves sounds them familiar. Up and down like a chopping motion.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Anyway. Here, nothing we're talking about matters. Where are we in the fighting? Because that's
I don't know. Somebody else is fighting somebody else, and it doesn't matter because
Sub-Zero fights Liu Kang when he dies.
Yeah, sure.
Can Sub-Zero die from freezing?
Apparently, he did.
It made no sense.
I mean, it's still a projectile coming through your gut.
Right. He was basically being stabbed. It wasn't necessarily dying of freezing, right?
I mean, he did freeze after, right?
Yeah, like. You know, he had, like, ice blood or whatever. Ice
but regardless, goop, you know, even if he didn't, like, freeze over, he just got stabbed with a huge icicle, right?
I'm not saying it's not painful, but I think he can walk that off and just keep fighting.
Cheers, Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
I forgot. Liu Kang did fight Katana first.
They had this weird fight where she...
Well, she didn't want to fight him.
Yeah. But, like, he... It's just called and just stopped. Like, no one wins. And then she just goes back to her realm.
Yeah.
Can you just give up on a fight in Mortal Kombat and get any soul. Happens?
Yeah.
That's not how the video game works at all.
That doesn't seem like it would track with Mortal Kombat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah.
But I did read that they they were going to try and get a romance in there, and people were like, no, no, no. We don't want that at all.
More fighting. They're on
more
your page.
More fighting.
Right. Right. No more. No romance. Fights. Go.
But that's all you need. It's a movie about a fighting tournament.
Yes. A very loose, unorganized fighting tournament, but apparently determines the fate of the Earth realm.
Rob really wants a constitution for this. Like
they need a more structure for sure. Yeah. They're just all willy nilly, just fighting. The ring size isn't standard. They're just fighting, random places on the island. Look, this guy's fighting in like a 9x9 cube. This guy's fighting over on the sand. And like
this guy's fighting on a mountaintop.
Where's the regulations?
Right.
That's true. And they're not at set times. Like Johnny Cage is just walking through a forest. All of a sudden, Scorpion shows up.
Right. I was so blown away.
Fans. No one's watching this. Like,
yeah.
How are you going to monetize Mortal Kombat in the outer realms or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Like, you got to sell t-shirts. You got to sell pay-per-view buys.
Awesome. I just have everybody meet me in the woods and just shoot them because no one's paying attention, right? Like,
I don't think that'd be illegal.
Go back to that forest. Doesn't that look completely out of place from everything else you've seen on that island?
Yes.
Why the hell did you decide to go walk
away? I just assumed it was some video game fight that I forgot about. They were trying to fan service. Was there a fight in the woods?
There's a bunch of different set pieces, I guess.
Try to replicate the ones I remember where it'd be like the crowd shots, like you said, the crowd shots with statues and those what do you call this like type of roof, like the that you see, but I don't remember fighting in a forest in the original game. But again, I'm not the expert. So I don't know why that scene was included. It seemed out of place. Very much out of place.
There was a haunted woods, I believe, or haunted forest in MK2, but it didn't look anything like what you see in the movie. What you see in the movie is like they're like saplings or something. They're like very small thin trees. It looked like a vineyard or something like that.
Trees have faces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for the movie.
The Living Forest.
The Living Forest. I think it was just a set they had cheap access to.
Yeah.
They're just driving down the side of the street. Right. Like, hey, let's have Scorpion fight Johnny Cage here. And, for the first half of their fight. And they get the Fear Factory fight.
What else? What other fights are we missing?
Sorry, I thought I froze again.
No, you didn't freeze.
When Goro first shows up, when they're all having, like, their feast.
Mm-hmm.
No one loses their fucking minds that, like, this four-armed, 8-foot monster has just walked in. It's just like, I'm hungry. I know most of the henchmen have probably seen that, but they've brought, like, 7 people from the mainland for this tournament.
Yeah, but I think some of those have been the people like Sonya should have been freaked out, right? Because she's not really from this world, right? But the other people have been in other tournaments, mostly. Like, I don't know. I guess they haven't, right? Like, because... like Johnny Cage this is his first tournament of this style, right? It wasn't like he fought in a bunch of these. So yeah, you're right. Everybody should be freaked out. Everybody. No question.
Yeah.
No question.
They just roll with it.
Yeah.
It is good. I mean, they did prior to seeing Goro, they did see somebody get frozen and shattered. So they have to expect some unexpected stuff from there,
Okay. I guess, once you see like a lizard stick come out of a guy's hand,
yeah, you're just numb to it at that point.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I guess this is happening now.
This is how they roll over here, okay.
It's like when I saw that guy take a shit in a plastic bag in New York. After that, anything goes, right? I'm not surprised by nothing.
Wait a minute, what? Like, what kind of plastic bag?
Really need clarification?
Is it a sandwich bag?
No, it was like a grocery bag.
You want to see the most beautiful thing I've ever filmed?
Of course. I mean, he wasn't a savage. I mean, he had something to hold on to.
Are you sure about that?
But you see some things, and then just things after that just seem normal, right? Like later on, when I saw that lady standing on the edge of the gutter, projectile pissing on cars driving by, it just seemed normal at that point.
Like, man, really bad sounds like a great place.
It was amazing. It really was. I'm just highlighting some bad points, but there was many, many good points. Like that.
It's like I've never seen somebody shit into a bag, or not into like a bathroom area or the woods. Like, in a city, like, I've never seen.
Run one long race or a marathon, you'll see people do things you never thought you'd see them do.
I will personally go to each and every one of your homes.
and shoot in places that will leave you confused for the rest of your lives.
Men and women, doesn't matter. They just go wherever they go.
Don't they have like porta-johns and shit all along the way?
But they're only at different points, and you got to stop for those. If you're on a marathon, there's woods next to you. You're just gonna kind of just run off and just pull down.
I guess when like you and Mrs. Undefeated Champ ran that marathon.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys ran that half marathon in Baltimore at the zoo.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you walk
the
past.
The zoo was a 10-miler, but I mean, we're splitting hairs here. Yeah, okay. Good.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put more miles on you
right,
there.
Right, right. Yeah.
You guys ran a race. I went and slept in a car.
Right.
I probably ate funnel cake and shit if I could get it.
Right.
But, you know, there's like a big, you know, you walk up a path and there's a big like wooded area.
Yeah.
And even though we had just walked by like three different sets of porta-johns, there are still 50 different people in those woods.
You don't want to wait.
You know, pretending to tie their shoes or whatever, just peeing all over trees.
Nature.
Like savages.
Nature. I'm telling you, you see some things, it just becomes normal after that. I don't even remember what started. Oh, we were talking about the dude having multiple arms. That's how we got down.
Like, okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. You just threw out a casual, I washed a guy shit into a bag.
That reminds me. Where the hell is... No, that we were talking about weird things that they saw. Where the hell is Kano from that he's got that like weird ass prosthetic eye? Like, I thought he was supposed to be just some guy from Australia.
Australia? But I don't think at this point, Kano was from Australia in the video.
No. I think you're right. Yeah. I think he wasn't until after this, and they're like, no, that's canon now.
Moving forward. We're just going to go with
that. But like,
Cyberdyne Industries, is where he worked. I don't know.
It just seems weird that, like, oh yeah, okay, all the other things that nobody, you know, freaked out about. This guy's running around wherever, and no one even.
That's true. Know, he does have like half a destro,
half cyborg guy running around.
He does have a half destro face. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, not in this movie, but like,
no, right?
No, it looked pretty piss poor in this movie.
But like in the video game, you're like, oh shit, that guy's like a robot or something. It's cool, and you know. You have to use your imagination a little bit for this movie, all right? I'll say it.
For sure.
Right. You just have to sit back and pretend you're watching a good movie or something better.
Well, hey. How dare you, sir. Jumping ahead. We're not at that part of this yet.
Don't worry. I'll save it for the end. I don't want anyone to know what I think of it.
when they go through the portal, whatever, because...
Oh, yeah. Because why?
Shang Tsung could pick anywhere to fight, and he's like, I'm going to take it all... to the underworld or outer rim, whatever they call
it. The outer rim, yeah.
You know, that other place where everything's just fucking on fire and burned out and shitty.
The undiscovered country.
Yeah. Oh, awesome movie. And Reptile gets into a statue body and becomes Reptile from the video game.
Yes.
And starts to fight Liu Kang, who was walking with Johnny Cage at the same time, and watches his friend get jumped by a reptile monster who's become human. Does not help in the fight at all. Is not seen.
He knew.
What is he doing?
He knew who had it. He's like, Liu Kang's got this. I know it.
Does he just keep walking down the street? He's just like, fuck that guy. This is Mortal Kombat.
Look, Johnny Cage is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He formed a real bond with that red shirt guy. He was really upset when whatever his name is died.
Yeah.
For 2 seconds. But... you know, he challenged Goro after that. Okay, so if they win this tournament, do we get the Shadow Realm? Like, do we win that?
No. That's just one victory. We just prevented.
Right, we need 10.
Okay. If we win 10, we get the Shadow Realm, right?
That's my understanding from this movie.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if it was like, you know, we'll start moving on your territory now.
Once Rob gets the official rule book written, it'll be a little more clear.
I'm not writing any rule book. I'm just saying they clearly need one.
Right.
I mean, they need like a, you know, a fighters union, and they need
union. Oh my god. I mean, I guess you're not going to be paying retirement benefits out really to that. You know, your medical bills are going to be insane.
The MKPA or something.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. I did read that like the actor playing Johnny Cage like. Broke ribs, and like they were really like accidentally punching each other all the time.
Really?
Yeah, Liu Kang broke, or the guy playing Liu Kang broke a bunch of ribs too.
Yeah.
Like I think I was reading the trivia, said like pretty much every fight he would rate him as 1, 2, or 3 based on how many ribs he broke.
Didn't seem that realistic to me to believe that they were hitting each other that hard, but I guess they were.
Maybe not just from kicks, but they were throwing each other around into things.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know, but from what I understand, they have quite a few injuries.
Yeah, well, Cameron Diaz was originally cast as Sonya and broke her wrist in training and had to back out.
Dodged a bullet, didn't she? That might have derailed her whole career. I mean, it really did.
You haven't seen Bridget Wilson. It's Happy Gilmore that came out. She shot that before this.
Yeah.
In Mortal Kombat, people were like, no, thank you. Or, you know, she's probably just on they're super rich, so she don't got to work. I mean, am I missing anything? Oh, well, we didn't really talk about the last fight. You don't like it when he becomes his brother in a move that no one saw coming?
No one saw it coming, yeah. Yeah, it was like, so shocking.
M. Night Shyamalanian.
Right.
And you're like, oh, shit, that's happening?
Right. Yeah, that was unexpected.
It was unexpected for me. Like, how did Shang Tsung think that would be effective?
Right.
Well, it's awesome when he becomes someone else in the video game, because then you get that character's moveset, and it's cool. Right. For the movie, it's just like, oh, look, I'm your brother now, but I'm not really your brother, so you can still just keep punching me. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't know why you got to be like, it was your decision to fight. I don't, you know, basically, I don't miss you that you're dead. I'm glad you're dead. Ha ha. Oh, and why doesn't he want to fight Liu Kang? Didn't he want Liu Kang in this tournament?
I feel like he did, but
at the end, he was like, oh, no, I don't want to fight him anymore.
He was tired.
Over. He hasn't fought anybody in this tournament. He's just, like, reffing it for some reason.
But he wasn't in the tournament. He had Goro for that until Goro was beaten.
I know, sad.
I find it weird that, like, okay, yeah, Johnny gets that move off, stuns him, and then does absolutely nothing except run away from him. Like, you had him down, you know, hit him or something, you know, get a kick.
He was surprised his move worked.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, what do you think about the flying Liu Kang kick when he gets to the Shadow Realm or whatever?
We're talking this like it's like. Like double bicycle kick thing.
That's straight from the video game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a goofy move, but I mean, it's from the game. You got to put it in, right?
Yeah, and they did it in another realm where maybe humans have superpowers, you know, John Connor of Mars style.
Okay.
And so that's why it worked there, and you can't use it in whatever island they're at, Skull Island, wherever they are fighting.
So you're saying he realized he had superpowers and just whipped up this move he'd never tried before.
No, he probably tried to do like a drop kick, and he just kind of kept floating. He was like, I'm gonna see if I can keep kicking for a while, and then he just, you know, kicked him to death. And then later on, you know, he does like the flame punch thing to push Shang Tsung on the spikes, right? During that fight.
That's right.
And that's you know, another move that he can't do on Earth. But you know, it's the last fight of the season, can't hold anything back.
Right. So it wasn't Shang Tsung supposed to have, like, he brought all these warriors out to fight that he had beaten previously, right? Let me find my six warriors that can be beaten by one punch. Let's go. Come on. Go get them.
You know, he was in a hurry.
You know, he's got thousands of warriors, apparently, he's beaten. He pulled out the scrubs.
Yeah, that's how good Liu Kang is. Once again, they all had weapons and stuff, and I was like, this is not my Mortal Kombat. I want fist to fist, foot to foot.
But they added the weapons in later games. So I've been told.
Yeah, but I don't think only certain characters have. Like, I'm fine, like, in later versions, like, they add RoboCop, and you can, like, pull out his pistol if you put in the right move and shoot somebody for a second.
Awesome.
You know, shit like that happens. And I would expect RoboCop to use a gun. That's kind of his thing. You know, when Rambo's in the game, I imagine he has the knife with him the whole time. And you can just, like, stab people with it. But I don't think you can, like, start a match and be like, okay, both guys have a knife. And, you know, we're going to have a knife fight. I don't think it works. I think certain characters have weapons. But it's not like, okay, we'll use pistols. And then, so, Evil's defeated.
Uh-huh.
Lord Raiden's there. He's like, yay, we've done it.
Yeah.
I mean, he had nothing to do with nothing. He does save him at one point, doesn't he, with his lightning?
Yeah, I mean, he keeps people in line throughout, I feel like. Loosely.
I mean, he's doing the best he can with the rules that are laid out in front of him. Where, like, what can he do? They need to get this shit on paper. Mm. At least get a website or something. You know, have an FAQ. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then the Emperor shows up, which I believe this is like a tacked on scene because they didn't know where to go for a sequel.
So you're saying they added this after production? Like,
I think I want to say the very end, like he's there with all the other guys, and then where the Emperor actually appears is tacked on, I believe.
That's tacked on as like a 90-foot phantom man.
Yeah.
Who's not honoring the rules of his own tournament.
Didn't go the way he wanted.
I get that, but why make it 10 wins in a row? Why not just be like, I'm just going to take over?
But is he the only one making the rules, the Emperor?
I don't know. Who else would make the rules but the Emperor? Who started Mortal Kombat?
It's the gods. Okay,
so why could he just invade Earth? I know I don't really remember Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation, I believe it's called.
Sure.
Sounds right.
I remember not liking it at the time it came out. I did see it in theaters. Remember that. Remember not liking it. Also, I think I did see this one as well in theaters. But once again, we need rules for Mortal Kombat. That's all we're asking at the Koichi Pod. Just let's you know, get a regulation size ring or fighting surface. Let's get like some sort of ladder bracket going. Just so we know who fights who, because in Mortal Kombat, the video game, you have to beat everybody. So Liu Kang would have had to fight Johnny Cage at some point.
That's right.
And they're all just friends having a good time. Sonya fights one time during all of Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After she kills Kano, she's like, I'm done with combat.
Does she fight the other realm? Some of the monks here and there.
Yeah. She fights it, but...
Is that tournament related, or is that just, you know, oh no, a fight broke out during dinner?
So do you just prefer them all to just fight at the same time, just like a Royal Rumble, or is Royal Rumble the right term?
You really got to be excited. You're talking about the Royal Rumble,
yeah,
which is my favorite wrestling pay-per-view event.
Is that where I would get the cage to?
That'd be, all right, Ryan, the charm of the Royal Rumble is like
the people
coming.
Road.
I know. Going. It's the people coming back. It's hearing the pop from the crowd. It's like three guys teaming up on one guy and not being able to lift him over that top rope for 22 minutes. It's great stuff. If you haven't watched a Royal Rumble match, I can't recommend them highly enough.
Seems like, but that's what you wanted from this movie.
That would be terrible for a Mortal Kombat tournament, just to have everybody in the ring at the same time.
Get over quick.
I don't want it over quicker. I just want...
You just want everybody to fight everyone.
You know, they can... The karate tournament and a Karate Kid, you know, it's just, I think it's just so many characters that it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you don't really see Raiden fight. But maybe Christopher Lambert was like, I'm not doing any stunts or any shit. You guys are breaking bones. I was in fucking Highlander, like, not doing this shit.
Yeah. You think that got him a lot of cred for this?
Of course it did. He was like, I was also in Highlander 2.
The Quickening.
So that's why I'm here. I need to get some money going. Right. You guys got any more notes?
No, I mean, you have eclipsed my notes like tenfold. Like, I had like fighting happens. I mean, there's like not much. It's not much. I don't know what Rod's notes had, but I mean.
Probably along the same line. All right. Well, we'll go to a quick little break. We'll be back right after this.
It has begun.
It has begun.
No, there's nothing in
okay. The game. All right, good.
The game is just your brands and your banter.
I don't have either of those, but I'll do my best.
We're rolling.
And I was trying to eat my jelly beans real quick. I'm not chewing jelly beans while I'm doing that.
The Jelly Bellies or Brock?
Starburst jelly beans.
Oh, that's fucking trash. Get out of here. Why are you going there?
What do you mean that's trash? They're very
real jelly. Those aren't real jelly beans. Those are just Starburst wannabe.
They are in the shape of jelly bean. They are in a jelly bean consistency. They are just Starburst flavors. Fine. Starburst, which is delicious.
Yeah, I can leave them. You can take them. I can leave them.
I enjoy regular jelly beans as well, but anything but black. Like,
I mean, I'm just not a big Starburst fan in any form. You know,
what about like Skittles?
Skittles are like the one like fruit-based candy, if you call it, I don't know, fruit flavored candy.
That's why most of my vegetables and fruit from is Starburst. And
no, Skittles I enjoy, but I don't like Jolly Ranchers. I don't like Starburst.
The consistency of Skittles. They're unlike other candies. They have a unique chew to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where it's you could say it's a Skittles consistency. Like, if I said that, I feel like people would know what that is.
Yeah.
Like Swedish Fish. It's not a regular gummy. It has a consistency because it's Swedish fish, because of, I guess, the wax in them or something, like the carnauba wax, something like that. Skittles have a particular consistency. You could swap out a bunch of different flavors, but mostly it's for that chew.
Right. It's a chew and sugar. That's what it is, right? Like,
Yeah.
I did have a bag of Skittles jelly beans that were jumbos that were delicious. But I haven't had their
jelly beans because, again, the kind of the pleasure, like you said, is the way they feel and the sugar burst.
These were jumbo size, so they were a good chew as well. But I've been mad at Skittles since they got rid of lime and replaced it with disgusting green apple.
In the regular bag? In the standard bag? It's got to be like a... No.
Yes.
That's permanent? Like, lime is straight gone?
Lime is gone. Lime is gone.
Yeah, but it's so close to lemon. Now. They already have lemon.
Yeah. That's...
Yes, but you could get lemon-lime in your mouth at the same time, and it's delicious. Lemon green apple is garbage.
Yeah, but now you can get Strapple.
I don't want green apple. I want lime. I want classic.
Strawberry and green apple. Strapple. It's good.
I don't want the tartness of the green apple. I want the lime. I guess it's tart as well. It's not a great argument on my part.
It's a terrible
argument. Not a great one. Like, I realize I was in a corner. I prefer the lime.
Okay, fine. So what if they got rid of lemon and gave you Granny Smith apple?
Gross. No. I prefer lime. Like,
they really wanted apple in there. So, keep the lime, they get rid of lemon. And
do you know what year they got rid of lime?
Like 2010.
Yeah, it was like 2013. You're still upset about this? It's almost been a decade.
I'm not over it.
They brought it back briefly in 2017 and 2018 for a limited release. Did you get them then?
No, I didn't know they did that. I missed out. My life is a lie.
You've been gotten Skittles, but I haven't noticed.
I haven't noticed either.
I eat them in handfuls. Right. Not one flavor at a time.
See, I'm weird. When I get Skittles, I separate them by color, and then I'll eat that all one color first.
Which color do you eat first?
Green. Get rid of the worst first.
Hate aliens.
Welcome back. We're here to play a game. I hope you enjoyed Jelly Bean Skittle Talk. Yeah. I don't know how much of that we'll keep in this, but probably a good chunk of it.
It's a bonus feature.
Yeah, that might be like at the end of an episode where I'm just talking stupid about candy. A man in my 40s and my strong opinions about candy. We're here to play a game. It's not a pop. Is it a pop quiz? Yes, all right, yes. Pop quiz hot shot. It is.
What do you do?
No, maybe we'll just have a regular old discussion about what we just talked about. You know, it'll be meta. It'll be a podcast inside a podcast. And once again, we're joined by our producer. Yeah, I forgot. He was just talking about candy with me, so I didn't think I need to introduce him. But
thank you. All right. For this edition of Pop Quiz Hotshot, I realized we have been watching a lot of Paul W.S. Anderson movies. Mm-hmm. So I have the pop quiz to end all pop quizzes that concern Paul Anderson. Calling this one AVP VP. Anderson's versus Paul versus Paul. We're going to do a quiz that puts up Paul W.S. Anderson against fellow director and person who he gets confused with all the time, Paul Thomas Anderson. All right. And we're going to ask you some trivia questions about these guys, and we're going to hit that game show music now. All right. First up, and this is going to be a team game. So, like, we can everybody just brainstorm.
Brian just had the most terrified, like, I woke up in the middle of math class in my underwear with a giant boner.
No, it wasn't that kind of thing. It's like, okay, everyone open up the books to what we all clearly know and all the work you should have done already. And I'm like, sure. Okay. I'm glad it's a team game. Let's do it.
So your answer choices are Paul Anderson or Paul Anderson.
Okay, so we get all of them right. And
am I allowed to Google so I actually know who these people are?
Paul Thomas Anderson or Paul W.S. Anderson?
No idea. I mean, they could have checked me out at Safeway yesterday for all I know. I don't know who they are. So
you have watched three of his movies now.
Sure. Sure. Tell me which ones. I don't know. But you could do the pop quiz hot shot. Name one of the movies that this guy did that we've watched, and I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know.
Okay, here's a hint. You watched two of them this week.
Oh, so Mortal Kombat and Resident Evil were this guy's movie?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks ago, you watched another one that had Kurt Russell in it.
We watched a movie with Kurt. Oh, Soldier. Yes, we did watch that.
Yeah, we watched it.
There you go.
I'll just tell you how
I hope those were.
Now that we're all on the same page of the textbook, here is the first question.
Yeah.
Whose highest rated movie has 92% on Rotten Tomatoes?
That's probably this one.
I'm going to say...
World Combat.
Was it Thomas Anderson? I'm going to say... I think Thomas Anderson is a... has must... I don't know.
Did he do like the I Heart Huckabees and stuff, or that's another director?
I don't know.
Fuck. What he does like those artsy films, right? Or not artsy, but like eccentric. I believe he's the partner of Maya Rudolph.
Wes Anderson?
Is that Wes Anderson I'm thinking of?
Yes.
I am thinking of the wrong fucking person.
No. You're thinking of the right person.
Oh, okay.
This Anderson is married to Maya Rudolph, but
okay.
But the eccentric director who does really quirky character pieces is Wes Anderson, which is a separate Anderson, which now makes me regret
not doing the Anderson.
Should
have been
A V P V Wes Anderson or W or something like that, just to make it even more confusing. But in any case, whose highest rated movie of these two has 92% on Rotten Tomatoes?
All right. Think of what I've seen of W S.
I feel like W S. I feel like not... none of them is like super high rated. I mean, I could be wrong about that. So I'm just assuming.
What about Event Horizon? You don't think Event Horizon?
I don't think it. If I had to guess, it would not be a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes. But I could.
That's a culty thing. Like fan score or?
Huh?
Is this fan score?
No, I'm assuming it's regular.
This is RT score, not audience score.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know Paul Thomas Anderson. Like, I don't know what movies he's done. So I'm just guessing.
Yeah, PTA. We'll all go PTA.
I don't know don't know what he's done. I mean, it's clear.
Yeah, we'll go PTA.
I drink your milkshake.
Okay, the answer is Paul Anderson. Paul W.S. Anderson.
Oh.
Okay, so now, to make this competitive, there is a caveat.
Okay.
I had to throw in movies that these guys have produced. So
not just directed.
Paul W.S. Anderson's movie that he produced, Corman's World, about... the legendary schlock B-movie horror and sci-fi director Roger Corman is 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, Paul Thomas Anderson's highest movie on Rotten Tomatoes is 100%, and he's got a lot of movies in the 90s, and I had to make it a stretch. Because Paul W.S. Anderson, his next highest movie, if we're going by movies that these guys directed themselves, is Monster Hunter, with...
What?
47%.
That's as much as I love Monster Hunter, not his best movie.
Well, just by Rotten Tomatoes score.
I know.
So
I'm just
I had to try and make it competitive.
I just want to let you know, Rotten Tomatoes, you're wrong, because I watched Monster Hunter. And obviously, I'm a big W.S. fan. And I mean, no, it's not a good movie. We haven't talked about it on this podcast. It's very disappointing. All right, next question.
Okay, now, flipping it. Who has the lowest score on Rotten Tomatoes with 13%? Bonus point if you can name the movie.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm going to guess W.S. Anderson, but which movie?
It's got to be one of the Resident Evil sequels, I would guess.
Oh, he has... Yeah,
he did all of them. He did all six, but...
Oh, it's got to be... Yeah, you're right. It's got to be
one of... It's either... I want to say it's either... No, it's not four... either five or six, as I am a Resident Evil connoisseur and I've seen them all. I'm gonna go with Resident Evil 6.
And which one was that? Extinction, Dead or Alive,
the final chapter.
It's the final chapter.
The final chapter. That's what we're, I mean, that's as good as I think one of the later Resident Evils is probably a likely choice, but
Retribution.
I mean, it could be other things on
all
this
good,
list.
Right?
Okay. All good. You guys are getting partial credit. It is indeed Paul W.S. Anderson.
Is it
but
two?
The movie is something that you guys should be familiar with. It is a little movie called Soldier.
No,
with
that's
13%.
That's
his
worst.
I wasn't even considered. That movie's great. Should have at least been a five. I mean.
Wow. So the Resident Evil scored better than Soldier.
That is correct. Wow. And I guess the CoSG pod is just going to have to agree to disagree with Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know.
All right, next up. This is a brief description of a couple of things that happen in a movie. You'll have to tell me whether this is a W.S.,
movie or a PT movie. So,
all right.
A tornado of frogs wreaks havoc on a city. A man loses all of his front teeth.
This is all the same movie?
Is it the same movie?
Memento?
What?
Not Memento. Magnolia?
Okay, so which Anderson is that? Is that the PT Anderson?
No, yeah, that's PTA.
All right, you got it. That is Paul Thomas Anderson, and that is Magnolia.
You got it. It's Tom Cruise, come on.
You got it.
Wait,
Magnolia.
What's Magnolia? What's that one?
The frogs rain from the sky.
Yeah, what's Tom Cruise in the movie?
It's a movie about a bunch of different characters, and all of their storylines overlap. So it's not really just one specific plot. It's like an ensemble piece with Julianne Moore and Jason Robards and John C. Reilly, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in that movie.
Yeah.
And William H. Macy is the character I'm thinking of, who loses his front teeth when he encounters a storm where it starts raining frogs on him or on his car.
That's the only scene I remember is the raining frogs.
Well, it's the only one that'll get you a point, so we did good.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Which director's movies have grossed over $1.2 billion?
W.S.
I'm going to say so simple.
Yeah. Resident Evil is a money machine. They made six of them.
I mean, I'm surprised they keep making them, but yeah, they must be making money.
You are correct. Financially, he is a box office boon. The Resident Evil series alone, not including the other movies that he's done, such as Mortal Kombat and Soldier, they have grossed over $1.2 billion worldwide.
They've got tons of my cash in theaters and DVD purchases. Got them all.
You have all the Resident Evil?
No, I haven't bought the last two. They were...
You see one zombie, you see them all.
Yeah, like once they bring Rain back, you know, it really starts to go downhill after that.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. Yeah. I mean, if they listen to this, they've listened to that part of the podcast. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I talked about that.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah.
We are not doing these out of order. I don't believe all of this.
All right, next up. Movie summary. These things happen in a movie. Who's the director? A tornado of fire explodes and wreaks havoc on a town. A child loses his hearing.
What did we say last time with the tornado? That was Paul W.S., right? Or W.
The last one.
With the tornado.
With the tornado?
Wasn't there a tornado in the other one he mentioned? It was Magnolia? Raining Frog.
It was raining frog.
Sorry, different type of storm.
I thought that there was a tornado in the last one, too. Now that you mentioned it, but...
It's confusing story.
I don't know this movie, but... I feel like we just got to guess W.S. Do you think there's a
tornado fire in Resident Evil 3 Extinction.
Okay, so we go W.S.?
Like, they fight an army of zombie crows, and I think that they set them on fire and they make the tornado.
Okay, I'm good with that. I think we guessed W.S. then.
I could be imagining that. Just so
this was There Will Be Blood.
I drink your... milkshake!
The Oscar-winning movie from Paul Thomas Anderson. It's the scene where the oil rig explodes, and there's a giant funnel of fire. And then the explosion causes the child to lose his hearing.
You're right. That's all making sense now. He basically kidnaps that child to work for him, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, next up.
He drinks your milkshake, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's definitely getting clipped in.
I'm finished. Should be the end, or is it I'm finished? Is that what it is? Or I'm done? I can't remember now. What's the line after he kills the guy? Oh, spoilers for anybody.
I'm finished.
I think
that is like the perfect way to close this out. Yeah, right. For sure. Okay, so here's a little bit of tabloid factoid info. Right, was in a relationship with a musician in the late 90s.
PTA.
Yeah, let's go PT. I have no idea. Sure, we'll go that way.
Okay, you are correct. It was Paul Thomas Anderson, and the musician was Fiona Apple. They were together for several years. I was actually trying to throw you off, but I guess you didn't know this part. But Mila Jovovich was a musician.
Yes, I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't
got remember. Some music video.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't get together until
after Resident Evil
2002, 1. Resident Evil time. So, but yeah, you are correct. And we are definitely going to put the Mila Jovovich music video in where it's
I really want to see it.
It's almost like she's yodeling. It's going to be in the show notes.
I didn't know she did music at all. I had no idea.
She was a model. She was
a musician, model.
She's done tons of stuff.
Actress.
Okay. You
know, still great today. Big fan.
Next up, we have another movie summary. So these things are in a movie. A man on a ship. Heaven and hell. Religion.
It's WS. Isn't that Event Horizon? Heaven and hell. Man on a ship.
Is that the kind of ship we're talking about?
Maybe he's trying to throw us off and you're thinking a boat.
I was definitely thinking of a boat.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Event Horizon, but don't they all just end up in hell? Or?
I mean, it depends on your interpretation.
I'm going to say Event Horizon and WS.
I don't have a better answer because I don't know. That does not all
right, there is me. Actually a little bit of a gray area. I'll give this one to you guys.
All right.
So, Paul W.S. Anderson directed a movie which takes place on a spaceship, deals with heaven and hell and religion where they literally end up in hell. Paul Thomas Anderson made a movie called The Master about a character, Joaquin Phoenix, who starts off on a ship. He goes and gets involved in a religious cult, which is based on Scientology. Mm. So, really could have gone either way.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in that, right?
That is correct.
I heard he was Philip fantastic. Seymour Hoffman. I haven't seen it. Heard it was great.
They were great. Yeah. They were great in their
role. I heard his performance was incredible.
Fantastic.
I'll get there one day.
Okay. Next up. Adapted an 1844 novel written by legendary French writer Alexandre Dumas.
Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas.
Oh, W.S. Three Stooges. Or Three Stooges. Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. You've got it. I was actually trying to throw you off by making you think, oh, 1844,
yeah, oh, I wasn't
French writer. Oh, that might be Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, I was going that way first, but if you could also just find like Mo to say like, oh, wise guy or something, just throw in there because I'm an idiot.
Excellent. We got it. Okay. And we have our last question. It's one more that's stuff that happened in one of their movies, and you got to guess which one. A love story punctuated by brief outbursts of violence, which co-stars a 24 alum. Mm-hmm.
24, you shot this ring. Come
on. That cast is wide-ranging.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It's not just Kiefer. I mean, you can't.
It is. It is just Kiefer.
It's a lot of Kiefer, but like Chloe's there.
Yeah, but interchangeable. Kiefer's the only one that matters.
Chloe's not interchangeable. She's very important to Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
You know, his daughter... what's his daughter's name? It's going to bother me now.
Stacy.
It's not Stacy.
Karen.
It's E. What's his daughter's name?
Kim.
Kim. God. The wife is like Terry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible character. Hated Terry Bauer. Glad she died. Spoiler for season 1 of 24.
Yeah.
She's not important to the show. She was just bringing it down. All right, 24 love. I was like, how do we get here? Where are we?
Yeah. That's right, so you should know. A love story punctuated by brief outbursts of violence, which co-stars a 24 alum.
I can just guess one of them. I'm waiting for somebody to have a more intelligent guess than me.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'll guess we've been doing WS a lot. I feel like we got to go the other way.
Right? All right, PTA is good.
PTA, let's go.
Yeah. I drink your milkshake.
I will give it to you. It was actually, it could have been both. So, Paul W. Anderson directed Pompeii.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Co-starred Jack Dammit Bauer himself. And Paul Thomas Anderson directed Punch Drunk Love, which co-starred Mary Lynn Rice Cub, who played Chloe from 24.
Mm-hmm. So we got essential characters to 24.
Well, you did get both of those.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thanks for playing.
Thanks for having us. Or thanks for joining us. I don't know.
Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Roll credits. The good guys win. Sequels are made.
Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene. And check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Mortal Kombat. Rob, where can the people find us?
They can find us at coisgpod.com. That's CoisGPod.com. And there'll be links to our Twitter, our Instagram, and of course, you can download our show on Spotify, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you have any movies you're dying for us to rewatch, drop us a line.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you for listening, liking, and subscribing, and reviewing. You all are the best. Do us a favor. If you like the show, be a good guy and share our show with a friend. Be a great guy and leave a review. It really helps the show. Remember, tune in next week for part two of this double feature two-pack. For the good guys, this is Reagan. As we always say on the CoSG, don't say goodbye. Say good journey.
You used to get rid of the green and it was the worst flavor, or you get rid of the green now because green apple is the worst flavor? Because if it was the worst flavor back then, why do you care now?
Well, it was the worst back then. They made it an even worse. Like, they didn't go in a better direction.
Now you care that much that they changed something. That's all it is. No, they changed the worst flavor to a worser flavor.
Yes, they made it a worse. Like, it was already bad. Now they made it horrible.
It was the worst flavor. Now it's a worse flavor. Worse than the worst.
That's right. Like, so if you could get lime, you know, and green apple together, I would eat the green apple one first and then move to lime.
Okay.
You know.
Just so we're clear on this.
Mr. Daniel?
Finish him!
I'm finished.